To I, an amazing podcast that shares knowledge on the big questions in life we all want to know. Hosted by yours truly, Calvin J. So join us on season two as we take you from ignorance to illumination.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to another episode of I to I. I'm your host, Calvin J. And this week, we finally arrived to our season finale. Ignorance to Illuminations season two finale. Well, I shouldn't say finally. Maybe sadly or unfortunately, we've arrived to the finale of the season. It's been great. I had a ball every week coming and giving you guys great content for the podcast. I appreciate Michelle having her input and helping me out along the way. But nonetheless, we have come to this point where we have to wrap up the season. And this podcast, I'm basically going to give you guys a book review of, you know, books that have inspired me throughout the past year. I know season one, at the end of each podcast, I will give a book review, but I kind of changed it up this season. Season two, I kind of cut off the book review, and I told myself that towards the end of the season, I would just put all the book reviews or suggestions or recommendations at the end with the season finale. So I'll go ahead and get that going, as well as introducing my workshop, the Eye to Eye workshop for men entitled Male Awareness. So first up on the book review that I highly, highly recommend. I mean, these books have, you know, I mean, I have my books. Everyone knows that I have my books, and being on the road full-time traveling, there are certain books that are still in storage, but certain books that were non-negotiable, they were non-negotiable to be sold or gifted or even put in the storage. Certain books that had to go with me on the road just for references, and I read them over and over and over again. So the first book here is Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. Definitely a good read. If you guys want to, you know, write these books down, you can, you know, download a Kindle, right? Download a Kindle. It's free for you to read a sample. Download a Kindle and write these books down. Download these books and get a sample, and I promise you, these books are going to be some of the best books that you've read. So the first book is Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. And it was basically the next book after The Power of Now, which is another book that I'll highly recommend for this year. Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now and A New Earth. Next, we have Brian L. Weiss, that's W-E-I-S-S, Many Lives, Many Masters. That's a hard hitter there. He talks about, he's a past life regressionist. And this is when I initially got into studying and researching that it's like legit. Like, people go through past life hypnotherapy, and they, you know, recall things that are repressed in this lifetime. So that was a good book. Many Lives, Many Masters. Next is Gary Zukav, The Seat of the Soul. The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. Definitely a great book. It was highly recommended by Oprah. I think it's one of her book club top picks. Next book is Ernest Holmes, The Science of the Mind. Also one of my favorite books. Next is Robert Swartz. Robert Swartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, Your Soul's Plan. This kind of piggyback along with Many Lives, Many Masters. He talks about our soul's plan, you know, that a lot of us had contracts with our parents, our family members, and, you know, I made a podcast about how does free will and predeterminism kind of coexist. So I kind of got that podcast inspired from this book here. How does it all work together? If we have free will, but certain things are planned, how does that work? It's a great book. Next is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's definitely a big seller. It's been on the New York's bestsellers list for years. I mean, it's a very popular book. I think it's at least 25 years old, but it's one of those books that you need to read in order to get you thinking outside of the box when it comes to your finances. Next is Michael A. Singer's Living Untethered. Well, he has two, actually. The first one is The Untethered Soul. Then the follow-up to that book is Living Untethered. So you have The Untethered Soul and Living Untethered. They're both are like, I love the way that Michael A. Singer writes. He writes so easy to read, so convincing. It's just an easy read. And the way he writes it, it touches your soul. He speaks to you as if he's your friend and he's there as a understanding listener and author. It's great. I like it. The next is next year's presidential candidate, Marianne Williamson. Her biggest book bestseller, A Return to Love. Now, the book is a red book. So when you see a red book entitled A Return to Love, you think, oh, okay, is this some type of love story book? But very far from your typical idea of what you may assume. But this is based on A Course in Miracles, which is another one of my all-time favorite books, A Course in Miracles. It's basically a reflections of on the principles, right? So it's like a reference guide to A Course in Miracles. So amazing book, and it's actually probably one of the reasons why I'm kind of leaning towards voting for Marianne Williamson. Shouldn't even say that, but it's all good. She's great. She got a great mindset. I respect her. A Return to Love. Now, since I said that about A Course in Miracles, I might as well bring that up. I'm still reading. I will always continue to read throughout my life A Course in Miracles. If you guys haven't got it, please get it. A Course in Miracles is just one of those books. I'm not going to dive deep into it, but it's definitely a spiritual book. It's an open-minded spiritual book for those who are seeking spirituality and self-enlightenment. A Course in Miracles. Next is Howard Falco's I Am. It's another self-help inspirational book about discovering who you really are. I Am. Next book is Bob Frisell, F-R-I-S-S-E-L-L, Bob Frisell. Nothing in this book is true, but it's exactly how things are. All my books I highlight like crazy. So when I go back and read them the second and third time, I can, you know, go back to certain points in the book and, you know, kind of see where I'm at mentally. And this book is highlighted. All my books are highlighted like crazy, but especially that one. It's a really great book. It talks about everything that we want to know, from UFOs, aliens, government, secrets, consciousness, sacred geometry, human evolution, metaphysics. That's the good stuff I like. And it has it all in there. The next book is The Law of One, The Raw Material. Now, it's actually 5 volumes, but I just took the first volume with me because obviously when you're traveling in a trailer, you got to be weight conscious. So I just brought the first volume with me. But it's a channeling book. And I bet Vance being sent in messages to a group of people, particularly through a channeler. And they had a scribe, and it was pretty deep. Next book is David Deida, The Way of a Superior Man. That's definitely one of the great books I've read. I suggest that book. I can recommend that book to every young man that's out there. Talks about how to have a mindset, an alpha male mindset, basically, right? How to establish yourself as a secure man in this society, okay? The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida. The next book is, this book has sold over 7 million copies, The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck, right? And I had this book on the shelf for, I ain't gonna lie, it's on the shelf for a while, because sometimes when I go to shopping for books, I pick up a lot of books, and I shouldn't, but I pick up a lot of books and I don't get a chance to get around to certain books until I'm just pulled to that book. And when I finally got a chance to read The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck, I was like, wow, I felt so bad that I didn't read it earlier. It's definitely a book on the psychology of love and traditional values and spiritual growth. Definitely a deep book. The next book I have is called, I'm going down the rabbit hole of this alien stuff, guys. We, the Arcturians by Norma J. Milovic. I'm butchering her name. Milanovic. There we go. Dr. Norma J. Milanovic. We, the Arcturians is an experience. It's another channeling book where aliens coming to telepathically speak to this lady, and they're telling her they're an advanced species, obviously from the Arcturian culture, the Arcturian planet galaxy. And if you are a fan of Star Wars and Star Trek, then you'll go deep into that, but I like it. Next is, the last two books are, I say these for the last, they're Jane Roberts, her Seth books. Now, you are either into channeling books or not, but if you are into channeling books, Jane Roberts' Seth books is some of the best stuff I've ever read. The books that I have here is The Nature of Personal Reality and The Eternal Validity of the Soul. Certain books you read, and as you're reading them, your mind just constantly explodes. Constantly have like a mental orgasm through reading certain books, because if you're aligned to your higher self and you completely receive it, you're receiving something, and you're really just looking at words, or you're really just looking at ink on a paper, and your brain is decoding the ink into words, words that have a meaning. And if you're in the zone, then those words that have meaning, that you assign meaning to, you're actually allowing yourself to receive something even deeper than those words and the meaning of those words. You are applying something that's deeper. So you can read a book, and I can read the same book, and we have agreed as a mass consciousness to assign certain words, certain meanings, and we can get the same understanding. However, if I'm aligned with my higher self and it was meant for me to read that book and it was time for me to read that book, then I'm going to have a whole nother level of mental orgasm than another person that have read that book that may not have been for them. So it's okay, right? Different isn't deficient. But for me, when I read these books, I had a lot of aha moments about the nature of reality. So those are the books that I've read throughout the year. I highly suggest and recommend these books. This is not a paid advertisement. There's no sponsorship. This is just me recommending books to people to get you to have your own self-enlightenment. So with that being done and out the way, we can move forward to the end of this year, 2023. I'm going to announce my workshop entitled Calvin J's Male Awareness. It's going to start the spring of 2024. Male Awareness is going to start as a Zoom workshop. It is free. I believe anything that comes from the heart that you are blessed to do should be free, and the universe or God will work out a way for you to be compensated. Nonetheless, it is a workshop that's going to start 2024, entitled, like I said, Male Awareness. And what this workshop is about, it's proactive education for men's health, right? Proactive education instead of reactive education. So I'm basically teaching other brothers out there how to operate in society efficiently without having to learn in a reactive sense. We all gain wisdom most of the time through living through things and living through experiences. Well, sometimes if we live in a reactive way, that can take up a lot of our time and effort, and some of that is scarring and traumatic, right? But if we have a quote-unquote big brother or a higher influence or a smarter influence or an experienced influence, then that person can inspire us to be proactive, right? If you had a bigger brother or a father figure in your life that been through a certain type of relationship or that been through a certain type of weight loss, and they're telling you how to avoid certain things that'll get you to become overweight or obese, or they're telling you certain things that'll have you avoiding toxic relationships, then you can save time, because time is the most valuable thing we have in this life, right? So you can save time and avoid a lot of things if you want to learn, right? So it's a big brother workshop that will allow men to have a platform to share ideas, to have dialogue, healthy, respectful dialogue, to converse on experiences, suggestions, stories, experiences. It'll be a great thing that's going to cover health, wealth, spirituality, traveling, okay? It's going to discuss education, freedom. It's going to enclose everything that's on the young man's or older man's mind. It's not only is included to young men, it's also going to include older men. If women want to get involved and call in on the Zoom, that's fine as well. It's for everybody. No one's excluded. It's just that the target audience and the topics is going to be about males, male awareness, okay? Because there's a lot of men out there. I believe that men are the pillar, the ground substance. Their intelligence, at least, is a ground substance, the pillars to a structured family. And if there's a structured masculine mentality to a household, then the products, the seeds, the children from that household will be more likely to be successful and productive citizens of a society. So it starts, they say, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, this workshop will be that village, that platform, that safe space for other young men or other men to speak their truth and be open to feedback, respective feedback. So with that being known, I wish you guys a happy, safe new year going into 2024, and look out for Ignorance to Illumination Season 3.